Jonathan Kappas, Clinical Assistant Professor, Agricultural Law and Policy, University of Illinois.
Boiling this analysis down, what is this information telling us that was on FarmDoc Daily?
Well, we did two things on the FarmDoc Daily article. We looked at the breakdown of the House vote. So as we all know, all too painfully, the House of Representatives defeated a farm bill on the floor last week, a week ago today, actually. And they did so, it was pretty partisan. It was partisan vote coming out of House Ag Committee, which is, as far as I can tell in history, one of the first times we've seen that. And then we get to the floor, and there's a fight over the continued partisan fight over SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And then there appears to be a group of members of what's called the Freedom Caucus who withheld their vote or voted against the farm bill, and they saying that they wanted to get an immigration vote. They're using it as leverage, if you will, to try to get an immigration vote. So we were looking at how those votes broke down and what the districts look like. There's about 30 Republicans that voted against the bill and another 7 Republicans who did not vote. And so we're trying to look at those districts to see, you know, what some of the issues are around that. And then knowing that so much of this debate has been about SNAP, we took a deeper dive into the SNAP program and what the House bill, this HR2, would do to the SNAP program. So that's sort of the overall work. We're trying to put together an understanding of what's going on and, you know, the bottom line being, what does it mean for the fate of the farm bill? Is it something that's going to pass? And what kind of political damage does it sort of suffer over the long term from some of these disputes?
So from what we see from these maps and this analysis, what is it that defeated the farm bill?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. You know, farm bills, look, you know, we all understand we're living in highly partisan, polarized times. And so it's very difficult for the parties to get together and agree on much from a policy perspective. Now, farm bills have traditionally been bipartisan, and we've found ways to sort of build a coalition that spans rural America and farm districts to urban districts and suburban districts by working on a whole host of policies in this bill. And this has been breaking down. It broke down in the House in 2013. It broke down again this year, last week. And a lot of the breakdown is this partisan dispute about the SNAP program. And so what we were looking at is kind of the SNAP participation in some of the districts that voted against the farm bill, the Republican districts that voted against the farm bill. We looked at the sort of partisan voter index to try to, you know, identify which ones are leaning or strong Republican or leaning Democratic, or kind of the middle of the road toss-up districts. And then we were looking at exactly what this program is doing. So how is it functioning? You know, and one of the things I think that gets lost in a lot of the political rhetoric and dispute is that the SNAP program is countercyclical, right? It works to help with the economic problems, people losing jobs or the people are in poverty. And so we're looking at how it's performing in the current economic recovery and watching the participation in the program decrease. And then we looked specifically at some of the changes proposed in the House bill in light of that. So again, it's really an effort to try to understand the dynamics behind the problems this farm bill is having.
Yeah, so for reconsideration to succeed, what needs to happen then?
Well, the bottom line is they need to come up with 20 votes that'll flip from opposing the bill or not voting for it and vote for it. They've got to get to 218 on the House floor. So that vote counting exercise is you know, pretty straightforward. The leadership or Chairman Conaway, the House Ag Committee Chairman, somebody's got to work on getting 20, most likely 20 of those 37 Republicans to vote for it. But I think that's very short term. I think the bigger question here, and the one that's much more difficult to try to sort out and understand, is what are we doing for the long term of this set of policies, right? We can go back to 1964 when we started working on votes over food stamps and votes over farm policy as a way to build a coalitional effort to support a variety of these policies. And so this what's going on is troubling beyond the defeat of Friday. It is troubling for the long-term viability of this of the Farm Bill, because we're tearing apart the coalition it takes to get a bill through Congress.
So what happens? We have the immigration issue that you mentioned, and of course the SNAP issue.
Yeah.
Do we have to reach some compromises on SNAP? Do we have to consider an immigration bill for this to happen? Is there a pragmatic way to bridge this?
Well, I think the tough look, I think reality is if they appease the Freedom Caucus members with a vote on immigration, presuming that does it, that would flip some of those votes, and some of them can change their votes, and you twist enough arms, you can probably get to a short-term win in June and get this out of the House floor. I mean, you know, that's sort of like the, you know, like they did last time in 2013 when they defeated the bill and they split them apart and ran them through on a party line vote and then basically conceded a lot of the political issues in conference. So that it, you can see that sort of path happening again. I think, you know, the ideal situation, and we all realize we're not in anywhere near an ideal situation right now. The ideal situation would be to go back to the table and work out a bipartisan compromise that addressed legitimate concerns about SNAP, about farm programs, about conservation programs, and work back through that bipartisan effort that we've traditionally done on farm bills. That would be the ideal situation. That would be the thing that would probably help heal that coalition and give us more confidence that there's that the long run of this would be in better shape. My guess is that the short term solution is what they'll be aiming for in June. And I don't know what that means longer term. I think the damage of this coalition is tough to fully appreciate and tough to predict what it means, but it certainly is something of concern.
And as you pointed out, debate on the farm bill turned partisan. What is behind this? What's behind this? What is it the issue with SNAP, or is it simply the current political climate in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's a tough answer to arrive at. And one of the reasons we delve deeper into the SNAP program is to try to understand, is there something legitimately about this program that's sort of behind it? And when you look at the numbers of SNAP, participation coming down as poverty and unemployment decreases, and there's a lag just because of the way that all of this works. I mean, what you see in the SNAP program from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office estimates and analysis of this, is a functioning counter-cyclical program. It is working as you would expect a counter-cyclical program to do. When the economic recession hits in 2008, the unemployment drops, poverty increases, far more people are eligible for the program and are getting this assistance for food. As the economy improves, we slowly work through this unemployment, and then that translates into better incomes that pulls people out of poverty, and then fewer and fewer people are on the program. But it takes time to work through it. So I don't know what, from a policy perspective, it's tough to see, you know, what is underlying this fight over this program, because it appears to be working in the way you would want it to, which then leads us to, are we just in this sort of partisan back and forth in which there isn't a policy solution, and we're kind of stuck in this, you know, we've drawn off our two sides and we stand apart, and, you know, you try to use the strength of the majority in this case to push a bill through. The other challenge is that doesn't work in the Senate. They're going to have to be bipartisan in the Senate. They're going to have to come up with 60 votes. And eventually the House, in a conference situation, is going to have to agree to language that will get the necessary votes in the Senate. So, again, this is a very short-term issue that seems to have longer-term problems and questions. And you come back to this policy, and I'm just not seeing you know, a justification for this level of political fighting over this program.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to this?
No, I think, yes, the tough questions, I think we'll all be kind of sorting it out and trying to figure it out here before they vote again in June.